can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. We will make sure that all these prayer requests that are up front here will be prayed for by our leadership. We pray for them every week. We do it on a Thursday and we do it on a Sunday, believing God for your prayers to be answered. So if you've got any requests, prayer requests up here, anything that you believe in God for, we're praying for those, and we're praying in faith. Can you say amen? Amen. Well, I've entitled this sermon today, The Lord Who Heals You. Everyone say, The Lord Who Heals You.
The Lord Who Heals
You. How many of you know that the Lord is the healer? The Lord is a healer. The doctor helps you, but the Lord heals you.
Yes.
Amen. And so we're talking about people. God wants us to be free from sickness and disease. He wants us to be completely free. Now, I know there's medications. We can control certain things and, you know, monitor ourselves with our watches and everything else. But God really, His ultimate desire is for us to be perfectly well. All the time. That's why he says in 2 John 3, he says, Beloved, I wish above all things. He says, I wish above all things that you would be in health. That you'd be in health above all things. Brethren, beloved, I wish above all things that you would be in health, even as your soul prospers. So as you get an understanding of God and His Word, You're prospering your soulish realm, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So you're prospering your mind, which is going to help you to walk in health.
Yes.
Amen. Because before I knew about healing and health, I didn't have a clue about it. I thought it was left up to the doctors to heal me. And I thought it was up to me to just wait it out for a couple of weeks and I get healed with the DNA that I've got and all the kind of antibodies and things in our system. That's what I thought. I didn't know that I had someone on, you know, someone that would heal me.
Yes.
I knew about God, but I didn't know Him personally. I didn't know that He could keep me walking in health. And I've been walking in health forever now because of Him. And it's something that I had to learn. My soulish realm had to prosper. I had to get an understanding of God and what he's all about. And I was like some people. Now, listen very carefully to what I'm saying. I was like some people who used to think that God would put a sickness on you to teach you a lesson. Or I would even think, I'd hear people say this and I wouldn't disagree, that it's a blessing in disguise. Have you ever heard that? None of you, just me and Pastor Mark? Okay, the two honest ones in the church. You've heard that, where they've said something which is really totally not God, and it's totally against everything, and it's sickness, and someone says that's a blessing in disguise. You tell me how that's a blessing in disguise. How is it a blessing in disguise? Well, it stopped me doing something X, Y, and Z. You didn't have to be sick to stop.
Come on. That's right. Yeah.
And if God's trying to teach you something, hurry up and get over it quick and learn the lesson.
That's right.
Amen. And if God's putting it on you, I mean, you've got to think these things out. If God's putting sickness on you, Well, I want to walk in God's perfect will, like Jesus said to the Father, not my will, your will. I say to God, not my will, your will. And if you put sickness on me, how dare I go to the doctor? I want to be in his will, but I go and take medication, I go to the doctor. We're very confused. And then you get some well-meaning people saying things like sickness and disease is a blessing in disguise. I never questioned that before. But nothing can be further from the truth. I'm telling you now, nothing can be further from the truth. And then what happens, now listen, what happens a lot of the times is the saints, you know, if you're born again, you became a saint. You didn't have to be canonized. You became a saint the day you got born again. The Apostle Paul wrote to the saints at Corinth, and the saints with him greeted them. Saints are living. There have been saints in the world, and they died, and they went to be in glory. But you're a saint when you get saved. Amen. And I can prove these things out of the Bible. And so there are saints today walking around that are believing that their past life is what's causing them to remain sick. They can't receive healing from God because they feel unworthy. I just got a heads up for all of us. There's not one of us in this room that is worthy. Not one of us. Until you receive Jesus Christ and he puts his righteousness on us, then we become worthy, but not because of anything I've done, not because of anything you've done, as because of everything he's done. You understand? We've got to give glory to where glory is due. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the one who saved my life. Jesus is the one who heals my body. Jesus is the one who protects me. Amen. He's the one who directs me. Amen. Amen. And in Exodus 15:26, it'll come up. Exodus 15:26, it says, "For I am the Lord who heals you." Everyone say, I am the Lord who heals you. God said those words. That came out of God's mouth. He said, I am the Lord, your God. I am the one who heals you. And when Moses was in the wilderness and he heard these words in the book of Exodus when they've come out of Egypt, he heard, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord who heals you. Jehovah translated means the self-existing one. How many of you know God is self-existing? He doesn't need you. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need no one. Do you understand that? Jehovah is translated as the existing one or the Lord, the self-existing one. Amen. No one created him. He created us. And then Rapha means to restore, to heal, or to make helpful in Hebrew. And so Jehovah Rapha means the Lord, you can translate it as the Lord who heals you or the Lord my healer. Now, how many of you know him as the Lord my Savior? Anyone saved in the house? Amen. So you know him personally as the Lord your Savior. He came and he saved you. Why not make him the Lord, your healer, like you made him the Lord, your Savior? Why don't you believe him for healing like you believed him for salvation? Now, you're saved. You're all saved, correct? If you're not, you're going to get an opportunity in a little while. But if I were to say you're not saved, you would fight me to say I am saved. You can't take it away. You believe it and you believe it. That's final and that's it. But when I say, the Lord my healer, why can't you believe that you are healed like you are saved? You know, when you look at the grand scheme of things, the whole deal took place when Jesus was whipped and crucified. The whole deal went down on the same week. In the same week and the same weekend, he was whipped on his back. And we know that it says by the stripes on his back, that's the whipping, I am healed. It's the same time that he got the nails stuck into his hands and feet and he died on the cross and he said, it is finished, that I received salvation. When I received Jesus now, it happened 2,000 years ago, I received salvation 2,000 years later, I walk in salvation. I walk in the fruits of what Jesus did for my life. Amen. I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't around then. And yet the Bible says in Galatians 2:20 that we were crucified with Christ. Amen. So what we've got to understand is the same God who saved me by hanging on the cross, dying, going to hell and taking on the devil for us and facing God's judgment, the same Jesus who did it that time is the same Jesus who took the whipping on his back the same time for my healing. How am I able to believe him for my salvation and you can't take that away from me? But I can't believe him for my healing. And so we're going to look at a few things because God has told me he's going to heal people. He's going to do something supernatural. He's going to go and surpass the natural. He's going to surpass what the doctor said. He's going to surpass what you believe and know when you start to believe him. He's going to surpass the natural and he's going to do the supernatural. He's going to heal you when they've said there is no cure. Because God is God. And with God, there is nothing he cannot cure. So there is no, in a saint's life, there is no incurable disease. Get that in your spirit now. There is no incurable disease. Now, this thing that's going around from China, I mean, it's bad, and people are dying from it, and loved ones being lost, etc., etc. But we need to get into a position. The saints of God need to get into a position and say, just like he saved me from hell, he saved me from that stuff. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. You got to get this thing. Amen. Just like he saved us from going to hell, he saves me from what's coming at me. And the Bible says in the end times, there's going to be chaos. And boy, are we seeing some of it today. They got that plague of locusts right now in Africa. That is like just annihilating the crops throughout Africa. A plague of locusts of biblical proportions right now. Biblical proportions right now. 60 or 160, I can't even remember, 160 billion locusts just flying. And they say that a field lasts 30 seconds. It'll land on a field and 30 seconds is nothing left. Look at it online. You can see it. It's in all the news. You're seeing it, right? And so God said this is going to happen. He said there's going to be earthquakes, there's going to be hurricanes, there's going to be all chaos. There's going to be all kinds of sickness and diseases coming into the earth. He told us it's coming. But he said, look, 1,000 will fall at your left-hand side and 10,000 will fall at your right-hand side. But it will not come near you or your house or your loved ones. Now, this is a God who loves us and he gave himself for us. I believe it. I chose to believe it and I chose to live that way. And this is how I live today. I walk in perfect health all the time. Not some of the times, all the time. The attacks come, but I know that I can just resist it. And when I resist it and I say no, it stops there. It's up to us. He said, what you bind will be bound. Amen. And what you loose will be loose. Go with me to Psalm 103. Got to show you something. Psalm 103. We're looking at verse 1. Look what it says here. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You see, this morning when we were doing praise and worship, we were blessing the Lord with our soulish realm, and then we started switching into the spiritual realm. When you heard a bit of tongues coming out, I heard it from people in the congregation. And so we bless the Lord with our soul. We were doing that this morning. And he said, bless his holy name. Did we not say he is holy? Did we not call him glorious and exalt him? We were doing that today. Amen. What we do is scriptural.
If you would like to join us for one of our healing services that take place every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility, all are welcome. There is no charge and there's a mighty strong anointing. Come and learn about healing. Come and get healed.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country Home.